Welcome. Diane Kamikaze here for WFMU. Of course, today you're hearing a podcast that was originally aired in 2016. I'm talking to Richard Hell. And our conversation revolves around Ivan Julian. There were a series of benefits for him when Ivan was sick. And I'm airing the podcast today because Thursday, October 6, 2016, Ivan Julian is playing his first show since he's been sick at the Bell House, opening for Ian Hunter. Ivan, of course, a member of the Voidoids, more currently the Fauntleroys, and his Naked Flame album. Solo fantasticity. There's a word I just invented. Anyway. So most of the conversation with Richard is really about the benefit for Ivan, but I thought, you know, you get Richard Hell talking, you got to republish that. And Diane's Kamikaze Fun Machine is on hiatus for a little while. I certainly miss it, and this is a perfect way to keep in touch with the listeners. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter, Diane Kamikaze, that is DianeKamikaze. And we do mention in the interview a benefit single that Plowboy Records put out by the Fauntleroys, which is the band that that Ivan has been in most recently. And that is still available. You can go to Plowboy. Just Google Plowboy Records. Plow. You know, plow. Like a plow. Anyway. So here's my conversation with Richard Hell. Always appreciative of the guests that I get to speak to on WFMU. Do stay tuned. Richard, are you there?
Hey, hi, Diane.
How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Richard,
sure.
Richard Hell is here. And thank you for coming on such short notice. So Ivan and you, of course, have a long background. When did you guys meet?
Well, we met when he auditioned for the Voidoids in 1976. We advertised in The Voice. It was Klein and Mark Bell and me looking for a second guitar player, you know, a partner for Bob. And Ivan showed up, and it was pretty much immediate that he got the slot. I think he was 21 then. I mean, we're talking about it. It's exactly 40 years ago.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Happy anniversary.
Thanks.
And Ivan, so was it his, so you've had you've known each other for many decades. What, was it just his guitar playing?
Well, we didn't know too much about him.
Right.
But, you know, we spoke to him, and but he was definitely in the same sort of mode as we were. We wanted these interlocking guitars, and Ivan could do everything, and he was also lovable. but with a fierce look to him.
So, yes.
He qualified.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I was, and apologies to for leading the witness, so to speak. But that's, you know, I've only met Ivan, you know, within the last 10 years. But the first thing that struck me is that he just connects with everybody. very human, very, you know, there's some kind of comfort to his personality. I can't fully describe it, but I was just wondering what the...
Yeah, well, I think it's completely a front. another thing about Ivan is that he doesn't reveal that much. I mean, he's very friendly and he's very easy to get along with, as he needs to be, in his job, where you know he has to keep all these various artists happy as he's producing their records and playing guitar for them. But he plays it close to the vest. There's a lot going on inside, I think, that is, that he isn't exposed. But yeah, but he is a naturally really good, sweet, nice guy.
Oh, yeah. Dude,
the reason we're talking about Ivan, of course, is that he's really sick now. He's got cancer, and he's had it for, it was diagnosed a year ago, and he's in a critical situation where he's having treatment painful and horrible ordeal, combination chemotherapy and radiation, and keeps him from being able to work, and with the health system as it is in this country, it's also expensive.
Yes.
And so we're trying to raise money for him. He has nothing coming in except whatever we can find. And so we have some benefit concerts booked, and there's also a website where people can donate to him.
Yes, there's a GoFundMe page, and the link is already up on our playlist. I know it's GoFundMe.
If you just Google Ivan Julian and GoFundMe, it'll bring it up.
Yep, yes.
And the concert shows very soon.
Yes, they're May 4th.
In early May, yeah. We first announced one for May 4th, and it sold out instantly. In less than a day, and it turned out that the city winery where these are taking place had another date available almost immediately after, so we booked that too, and there are tickets available for that one on the 7th.
Yes, May 7th. You're coming out of what we put in quotes musical retirement to do these shows, or to...
Well, I'm only on the first show.
Mm-hmm.
There's a list of six or seven performers in a house band doing each show. I'm doing the first show, and I guess you could put it that way, coming out of musical retirement. I don't ever play music gigs. Even when I'm doing something in my identity as a writer, I won't do it in a music club. They're completely separate for me, and I don't want to get them confused or have people ever expecting me to play music because I just don't do it anymore.
Right.
For this occasion, I'm going to sing a couple of songs. You know, I mean, it's a wild kind of experiment because, there's basically no rehearsal or anything, and I'm not bringing any musicians. It's the guys who are there. We're having an hour rehearsal the day before the gig.
Mm.
But
Yeah, I'll be doing at least a couple of songs. That's pretty much how the evenings go, is that each of the performers does a couple of songs. And the idea is that their songs are associated with Ivan somehow.
They're
either played on or produced or wrote or... and, you know, so there'll be a lot of things from my Ninth Generation album played on both nights. Excuse me. And I'll be doing a couple. And then on the second night, the 7th, the one for which there's still tickets available, and again, it's you go to the City Winery site, and they just have a calendar up for booking tickets for any date. And this one is Ivan Julian Benefit on May 7th. And I'm going to that. I'm intending to go to that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm on the fence about whether I'll do anything. I'm not letting them advertise me because I don't want to have to be committed to doing something. But if May 4th goes well and I'm feeling loose, yeah.
And the experiment goes well.
It would be fun to do Kid of the Placeable Head with Ira, because, you know, Yoda Tingo did a cover of that in there.
Yes, and Ira Kaplan's going to be playing on that night.
Yeah, he is.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be there. And Lee Ronaldo wanted to do Blank Generation. So we'll see. Like, if I don't feel too humiliated by the May 4th thing, and if possibly I have a couple of drinks, it could happen. But we should probably give the lineups to both nights. Do you have them in front of you?
I do. I do. So May 4th. The lineup, the City Winery lineup. So there's going to be an MC. Debbie Harry is the MC. And then performing on that night is you, Richard Hell, Ian Hunter, Vernon Reed and Burnt Sugar, Lenny Kaye and Tony Shanahan, both, of course, from the Patti Smith Group. Garland Jeffries is playing, Willie Nile, Richard Barone, The Dictators NYC, The Butch Tetras, and special guests. So are you still really booking people?
No, I mean, there's a few people who were going to try to come but weren't sure, who haven't, and we haven't completely ruled out yet, but we're not approaching anybody else. We're definitely, the bills are filled, and, you know, it's too late really to advertise anybody new, so, but, there will be some unexpected configurations going on.
Nice.
But, yeah, so that's the first night, which is sold out anyway. And then
right,
that's on the 7th.
Wednesday, May 4th, and then Saturday, May 7th. The MC is Lydia Lunch. And then
that's going to be really cool.
Yes,
that's good. I mean, you know, we were flailing, looking for an MC, and trying to figure out what would make sense.
Lydia Lunch makes perfect
sense.
Hit on
Lydia, and then she was available. That was a coup.
That's,
I love that.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that's a done deal. And then performing that night, Thurston Moore and Lee Ronaldo, then Matthew Sweet, of course, who Ivan played with, Vernon Reed and Burnt Sugar, Tony Shanahan, and what is this? Oh, okay. Ira Kaplan from Yola Tango, Jim Sklavounos from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, and Grinder Man and Arto Lindsay.
Yeah.
And then, so everybody's going to be sort of rotating, and then the house band itself is James Mastro, Nicholas Tremulous, who was in the Fauntleroys with Ivan, Al Maddie, Vinny D'Annunzio, and Steve Golding.
There you go.
That's it is really pretty awesome. What was the sort of I'm blanking on a word. The how the benefits came about. Whose idea, who got the ball rolling, and
what happened is that it was Nick Timmons' idea.
Mm.
He lives in Chicago, and he always has a few things going. I've never met him, but he's a good friend of Ivan's. they played together. So Nick has organized shows before, and he had this idea, and he contacted Ivan to find out whether it was acceptable. And Ivan said, sure, though Ivan's not really active in the organizing of it, we just got his permission, and he sees what's happening as it goes along, and we consult him now and then, but he's not actively involved in it. And then Ivan had a few colleagues and friends that he thought would be appropriate with other sorts of roles in the organizing, either to play in the band or to do publicity or to otherwise assist. And so he basically suggested the other people who are involved in organizing, which is James Mastro and Sal Holtzman. Jim Mastro is a musician too,
yes,
a guitarist, and Sal Holtzman runs a kind. How you describe it exactly? It's basically about publicity, but she's done a lot of she's been very generous with herself in a lot of projects for causes and stuff that matter to her, and she's an old friend of Ivan's, and so she's on board basically handling media things.
Right.
And then me, just doing what I can to help move it along.
So that's...
Yes, that's how it happened. I should repeat, the GoFundMe page is vital too. If somebody can't go to a show or something and they'd like to help, it's highly appreciated, and every little bit does help.
Yes, and it's something that people can certainly relate to. Do you have medical insurance?
I do, through my wife, basically.
Mm-hmm. But it's a big deal, you know.
Yeah, and the Affordable Health Care Act, Obamacare, is a major step forward, but it's still it's quite a maze to negotiate, and it's not everything that one could have hoped it would be.
Right,
you know,
yes.
It's useful and helpful, but
it
sure doesn't cover everything Ivan needs, and not to mention the way that he's prevented from working and supporting his family.
Having to actually navigate the maze of what healthcare is like while you're sick, you know.
Yeah. Well, he got some help that was really useful from this charity organization nonprofit is probably a better way to put it, because they do all sorts of activities in New York, but are musically oriented and do have this branch that is there to help musicians who having medical problems and things, called HOWL.
Yes, that's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah, HOWL. Yeah, that was really a good development for Ivan Julius. They helped him find his way through the paperwork and everything.
Well, it's good to have somebody to have your back there, because nobody knows what you're going through. And, you know, every time, I mean, in life, in regular life, when you run up against a brick wall and something doesn't work out the way you want it to, it's like, you know, whatever. But especially in something, a situation like that, where, I mean, to need that kind of assistance and help and medical treatment, you have to keep going. So
yeah.
It's great that they're there. And Ivan released a video earlier this year talking about Howell a little bit and talking about what it's very touching.
He described his experience up to that point with dealing with the emergency and how he was grateful to Howell for helping him out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When was the last time that you spoke to Ivan?
Spoke to him. It hasn't been for a few months. We exchanged some mail, but yeah, he's keeping to himself pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And he has so much to deal with, and you know, there's so many people who'd like to help, and but he wants to, you know, all of us to understand that he's not in a position where he can feel any obligation to, like, report to people or anything, you know, which is understandable, obviously. I don't intrude on him. I only contact him with something that really important, and he knows that I'm thinking about him all the time, and if there's any developments, I'd like to know, but no, I'm not in constant touch with him.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, when something like this happens to somebody has been in your circle for so long, it really has you snap out of what we consider everyday life.
Yeah.
And this is an amazing call to action with all the people that are involved. And
I think these benefits will really be fun.
Oh,
I mean, they're going to be they're going to be unique nights, and there's a lot of levels and sort of areas that they're sort of contained inside them. I'm really looking forward to them, even though I'm uptight about having to get on stage and sing after all this time.
Mm. I promise you won't be humiliated. If you think you are, that's just
you don't know me.
I know. Well, no, that's true. True. Absolutely. But
it's down to my internal state more than it's not about something anybody else has any control over.
Right. Right. I got that.
Yeah.
Yes. And you know what?
It's weird to get up there, you know, and I don't have any control over what happens myself. You know, I have no, and I'm planning to do a song that I haven't ever sung in person, you know, a relatively recent song.
Nice.
I mean, that comes from when the original Voidoids reunited for one song, and I think it was 2001, maybe it was 2000.
Was that for a go?
That I wrote for that occasion. That is a song I've always really liked. But that one I've never sung in public, and I only sang at all for like the week that we worked it up and rehearsed it and then recorded it. So, you know, to me, the whole thing's kind of a gamble, but I'm going to be loose about it. I'm not going to, it's not like, I know everybody's on my side. They're not coming there
they're going to tell you that you're great, even if you think you're terrible.
Yeah.
And And, you know, the thing is, Richard, it's like your commitment to the project and your commitment to doing something for Ivan is bigger than your concern about how you're going to look. I love that.
It's a tight race.
You've got one on one shoulder, one on the other.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great. But, and yeah, it's wonderful. I mean, just when I heard many people, you know, it's there, it is the talk, like Richard Hell's going to be performing. You know, it's exciting. It really, really is. So,
I hope people, we want to get rid of these tickets for the 7th. So,
yes, we do. Saturday, May 7th.
It actually adds, the City Winery is being really decent about how everything is run, and it adds up to a lot of money for Ivan. It's like $18,000 for a sold out house.
Wow. That's awesome.
I mean, you know, with a capacity of only 300, I mean, it's really intimate. And so, yeah, it's a night that won't come around again, in all likelihood. So,
right, exactly.
People should come out for the 7th.
They absolutely should. Well, let's get that show sold out today, just so we get it out of the way. And, you know, when you see Richard hanging out on the 7th, buy him a drink. Maybe he'll get drunk and sing Blank Generation for Lee Ranaldo, you know. But, yeah, so the May 7th show has not filled up yet, with the MC of Lydia Lunch, and then Thurston Moore, Lee Ranaldo playing Matthew Sweet, Vernon Reed and Burnt Sugar, Tony Shanahan, Ira Kaplan, Jim Sclavunos, and Arto Lindsay, and special guests, hint, hint, and Richard.
Yeah, and so you go to the City Winery site and book a ticket.
Yes. And you can pick out, it's a very convenient little thing. The seating is there. You can click on the actual seat that you want. And I put the, for those of you who are following along at home on the computer, I put the links up on the playlist page, so you can check those out. And for those of you who can't make the show, there is the GoFundMe for Ivan Julian. And also Plowboy Records has the Fauntleroy's Benefit single available as well, and that link I put up as well. So, Richard, is there anything?
Oh, you know what? It just hit me that I accidentally left out a crucial guy who's part of the organizing too, BG Hacker. Who does all the is the contact person. He's a I don't know how you describe what his role is. He runs a company that organizes shows. Promoter? I don't know. Mm-hmm. But he's a really good guy who does a lot of stuff on the Lower East Side. He has a long relationship with Ivan. And he's the person who's the intermediary with the City Winery and has a lot of, does a lot of other, plays a lot of other roles in organizing all this. So
got it. Good.
Oh, yeah.
Good. I'm glad you remembered.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't want anybody.
It's because I'm looking at the list. They've come from an email, and he sent the email. So
right.
I was looking at the CCs. There's BG from BG Hacker.
BG Hacker. Perfect. Yeah. And is there anything else that you want to add?
Not really, except that nobody's going to regret coming to the show. It's going to really be fun and exciting.
Of course, it is. It's a great lineup, and I am sure that will sell out. The outpouring of humanity for Ivan is really touching, and it happens to be like an all-star cast aside from that. So it's really wonderful. So there you have it.
Okay. Thanks a million, Diane. It's really good of you to help out this way.
Of course. I mean, Ivan and you are both friends of the radio station, and there's nothing we wouldn't do for either of you guys. So let's sell out those tickets, and folks, you can go to the GoFundMe page, GoFundMe.com/IvanJulianFund, and then the Plowboy Records site has a benefit single for him also. Richard Hell, thank you very much. And we will see you. We will see you soon.
Are you gonna be in it? You gonna make it to the fourth or anything?
I believe I am. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm very much looking forward to it. I promise I won't humiliate you.
Not deliberately, either way.
No. Have a wonderful day, sir.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Betrayal takes two. Who did it to whom? I mean, not to be cut.
All right. Thanks for tuning in. That was originally aired in April 2016. Ivan is playing his first live show Thursday, October 6, 2016 at the Bell House. Please support him, if at all possible. Check out my Instagram pics, featuring a lot of pictures of dinosaurs and records. Diane Kamikaze at Twitter, Instagram, and of course, Diane's Kamikaze Fun Machine on WFMU.